Evet, ayılmış lafın.
All right. Good morning, everybody. Good morning. With the help of Hashem, we are learning today's three Prakim Rambam Hilchos Avodas Kichavim Bechukas Hagoyim Prakim Dalet Hey and Vav. We're going to start with Peirik Dalet. Peirik Dalet speaks about the din of the Ir Hanidachas. Now, two details of this din. You're going to have the people, in plural, that are trying to convince or trying to lead inhabitants of a city to, God forbid, practice idolatry. So there's going to be, going to learn about the din, and both on the enticers and on the very unique din that happens in certain circumstances to the inhabitants of the city and their possessions. Peirik Revi has 16 halachas. We have the sugya in Sanhedrin, Daf Samach Gimel, Daf Samach Zayin, v'chulei, starting with halacha Aleph. Says Rambam, Madichei Ir Miyisrael, people in plural lead the inhabitants of a city in the Holy Land to serve idolatry. So then, Harei Elu Niskalim Shuki, this refers not to the worshippers of idols, but to the people that were Madiach, to the enticers. Now, Chevron, not to confuse this at all with the din of one person who's trying to proselytize, trying to convince another or others. That's the din of the Mesis. That will be the next chapter. Of course, there are many similarities, but there's something extraordinarily unique about the din of the Iranidahs, which is this chapter. Now, even if the ones who are enticing the others, the ones who are trying to convince the others, even though they themselves did not worship idols, what was their sin? They convinced the people in their city to worship idols, not they attempted to convince. They got them to actually worship it. That is where we have the din, with many other qualifications, that the madichim are going to be stoned to death. In other words, they're not stoned to death because they worshiped idols. They're stoned to death because they got, as we'll see, many pratim, the majority of most cities, not every city, but many cities, to serve idols. Okay, every word is meduyik, and we'll appreciate this a lot more when we contrast this with the din of the next chapter, which is similar. You know, when things are similar but they're not the same, you mamash see the difference. Now, the people that worshipped avodah zarah, what's normally the din for someone who worships idols? It's good to remember, skila. Skila is a misa chamura. Sayif, beheading, is considered the death that is less severe. They will be put to death by a death that's less severe. Narogan b'sayif. Just to bring out the challenge, which will shed light, the key to this whole sugi is, just to know a klal, if someone, God forbid, violates two sins, Shuki, for which each one of them carries a death penalty, one is chamur and one is kal, relative, which one is given? The chamur, the chamur. So here, you have a phenomena that you find nowhere else. They violated something, avodah zarah skila. The moment the majority of the ir worships with them, now there is the din of ir anidachas, they actually get a lesser type of death penalty. This has to be explained. And we're going to speak about a moidedika insight that Rebbe used this to explain something that will be even more shocking. We'll get in a couple of halachas. Now, there are many qualifications for that. For who? That's only if they worshiped idols, not if they thought about it, if they actually did it to the people in the city. Or if they didn't worship, but they said regarding whatever that getchka was, ah, that idol is my God. Now, don't forget, we're putting the madiach, with the madichim, to death with skila. Where does the Torah say they may not do it? Shenemaras, it says that loy yishama al picha. It's interesting. This pasuk is actually a pasuk in Mishpatim, even though the dir of the in of the dachas is going to be in Parsha Re'eh and in Parsha Shoiftim. We'll see. But there the Torah says v'shem Elohim acherim loy saskiru. One should not mention it. V'loy yishama al picha. Don't make other people mention it. It should not be heard because of you. That's the warning. Halacha base. Now qualifications for that. Eir ho'ir nasis in the dachas ad sheyil madicha mitoicha. These proselytizers have to be from that very city, number one. Another qualification, but they have to belong to the same tribe. Now, this, guys, the main parsha is in Parsha Sri'e. So this Shenemar, as it says in Parsha Sri'e, Mikir Becho, really, if you know the whole pasuk, you'll put a comma here. And then you'll write Vayadicho Esir Shri'irim. But what we do is, for this drasha, we put it all together. Another din, Ba'achi Yomadich El Shnaim, the seducers, the ones who are leading others astray, unlike next chapter, unlike the din of Emesis, Madichim Iran Idachas, if there are two or more, as it says, Yotzu Anshe Biniyal Biyadichos Yeshve Iram in the plural, peoples. Another din is they have to get the majority of the inhabitants of the city to actually worship idols. Another din, let's go to numbers. That number has to be from 100, not 99, not 98. In other words, small villages, you can have a small village where 50 people are derived. You won't have this din, there'll be other dinim of next chapter. And ironically, the people who worship idols are going to get a misa chamura. There's no din of ira nidachas. Another din. What happens if there's one city in Israel that is so large that the roiv of the people that live in the city comprise at that time the majority of the entire tribe? Then we also won't apply the din of ira nidachas. Now, guys, no one is getting scot-free. Actually, ironically, if the people that worshipped are not going to be ruled by the din of ira nidachas, they're going to get skila, because they worshipped an idol. And as we'll see in the next chapter, the ones who spoke to them, we'll see, there's a certain window where nishtahed and nishtahin. Bechlal, one person trying to proselytize, that's called a mesis, is also someone who's chayiv skila. Okay. Aval im hudach rubei shol shevet. But if the majority of the tribe, which were also the rebbe of that city, if they actually worshipped idols, oh, so then we judge them like individuals. And the din is, Yaakov, remember, if a yachid serves an idol, death, skila, chamura. Only if they are now being judged as members of Anshe Ira Nidachas, are they going to be put to death by Yemisa Kala, because halachically we view beheading as less serious than stoning. That's a big difference. Aaron is laughing. It's much, much, much better. Machai is like a relief. All right. Shereven, as it says, Yoishvei Ho'ir. So how do you know from the Yoishvei Ir? On one hand, a kfar katan, a village is not called an Ir. Now, if the majority of the people live and they are the majority of the tribe, it's bigger than an id. So Yoishvi Yoir both excludes less than 100, which will be a kfar katan. And if it's going to be the roiv of a shevet, that's called a krach gadol. And the Torah says id, that's how we get this minimum and maximum number. Another detail. Hidicho means if the ones were convincing the others were either women, or they were under bar mitzvah, or if only one male, or if the people in the city that actually worship was not the roiv of the city, or if they did it on their own, no one convinced them, or if those two could even be from the same shevet who convinced roiv from the 100, all different, but they were michutzalah, they don't live in the same city. In all of these cases, ain donan asa donan badid in anidachas. Ella, harei hein. The individuals are yechidim that worshipped idols. And what's the din? B'soiklin kol misho avar. And another detail, that people who get sentenced to death, including for worshipping idols, don't lose their money. But they're not living. So yeah, you can say they lose. But their money, their things go to their heirs. M'manim liyarsheim, kishar erugi bezdin. Unlike the din of Iran Idachas, as we'll see in a moment, that on one hand, the misos kala. On the other hand, all of their belongings will get destroyed. Okay, halacha yima. Ain done in idir and edachas. Elav beis and shoshuvim biyachad. All capital punishments, guys. We are coming off the old cycle, right? So why do we know that a bezdan of three cannot judge someone to death, but he can have a bezdan shel chav gimel. Iran edachas can only be by the great Sanhed. Shneimar, as it says, this is already in Parsha Shoftim. It says so is so isha who oy es so isha he asher also sadaver haraza el shodecha. Sherecha means in your gate. Every Sanhedrin Katana was by a gate. So from there we learn, since the Torah begins speaking about this man or that woman, individuals, Yechidim Neragim Abezen Shal Kol Shar V'Shar, which refers to the small Sanhedrin. Ve'ein HaMerubin Neragim Elu Abezen HaGodl Nerumim means a entire city, which is the din of Iran Idachas. Halacha Dal. Ein Achas Mi'ori HaMiklat Nasas Iran Idachas. Chevra, how many cities were there in Ori Miklat? You guys remember this. There's six cities of Levium, plus another 42. Actually, when it comes to the ownership of the Levium over these cities, there's a big discussion, not for right now. and many differentiate the type of connection they have to the six versus the connection they have to the other 42, not negea to this halacha, all of the 48 cities can never become an Irani Dachas. Shenemar ba'achas orecha, and right, this pasuk seems to imply in your cities and not what? And not cities that you don't own. Now, truth be told, that there's another exclusion for Yerushalayim, as the Rambam continues, another than not Yerushalayim can be kind of in Nidachas because it was not divided by Shvatim. That's a Gemara in Bava Kama. Many, as the Rebbe points out, erroneously link that limut to also exclude the cities of the Levium, but connected when the Rebbe spoke about this whole topic about their ownership, the six and the 42 are not the same. If the cities of the Levium would have been excluded from the Gemara in Bava Kama, then we would not have come to the conclusion that none of the cities of the Miklat. Eloma, really, there's a Sefri Zuta. You have to know Kol HaTorah Kulo. There's one Medrash that is the source of the Rambam that was discovered. That's the Rebbe suggests that. The Rambam La'am also brings it down, but that was the Rebbe's Chapi. You have to know Kol HaTorah Kulo. There it says, there's a pasuk concerning Adi Miklat Tihiyena Lochem. So the word Tihiyena, that Medrash says, Tanoim, it will always be. And if you'll destroy it, it won't be anymore. So from that Tihiyena, we learn. Question is, the Rambam seems to be saying Ba'achas Orecha, and that's the big topic about the Orei Leviim. Bottom line is, neither Orei Leviim nor Yerushalayim. The Ein Oisen Ir Nidachas Basfar, any border town, you can't make it into a Ir Nidachas. We didn't learn this detail. Again, you destroy the whole city. A border city that gets destroyed makes Israel easier to conquer by our enemies. So you can never destroy it. Another, the Ein Beis Din Echad Oisen Shalosh Yerushalayim Nidachas Zubitzadzu. One Beis Din cannot make three cities that are mamish adjacent one to the other. You know what that implies? That if over time the next Sanhedrin made another city, that's okay. The same one cannot do it. But if the same Beis Din can make three cities, if they were distant one from the other, halacha hey, ein oisin irun nidachas ad she yadichua madicha v'loshanavim. Another nuance. Not only do you have to have two from the same shevet, from the same city, but the words that they use has to be in the plural. The yomru, by them saying, let us go and worship. Let us go and offer a sacrifice. God forbid, let us go and offer ketores. Let us go and pour. Let us go v'nishtachna. Now, this is very much related to what we learned in the previous chapter. In other words, avodah zarah is either kedarka. That's the first, right? The navoid. Or even if it's shalei kedarka, but the four that we mentioned in the last chapter, oinelech unekabel beloha, which is what we mentioned now, just accepting something as a god, that in itself is also part of idol worship. Now, again, not only did they entice, guys, next chapter we're going to learn like this, that amesis, which is the same thing, but in the yachid, one person trying to get someone else to serve idols, that person is going to get punished even if he or she did not succeed. By irani dachas, aside of everything else, they will only be put to death by skila if they got the people to worship. There's so many qualifications. If even only one was not mad, what do you do to it? Okay, so then you don't have this collective din of that they are a city of idol worshippers. Everyone is judged individual. What's the din of being judged individuals regarding the worshippers? Like any other din, they have to have the hasra. And if they're edim, they're going to get skila ki yachidim. And skila is for them, but they don't lose their mamain, all of their assets. Rabbi J.G. Heftal of Shalom passed away by the Levayas. Kid says that normally people inherit. They said that our father left $5 million chayvus. Every child inherited another $1 million. This is chayvus from way to the kamoizdis. So whatever the father is leaving, that's she of the lamayim liyarshay. Now halacha vav, we're not done yet. When everything was mad, only in Eretz Yisrael. But Aaron, the beauty here is just the chaf that the next chapter, you'll see maces, which is just one person trying to convince another person to worship. The one who tried is going to be put to death by skila. It's amazing that over here, for them to be put to death by skila, because they are madichen, you have to meet all these qualifications. There will be a window somewhere in between where there no longer will be a meses and the taka won't be a madiach. But that's how you have to chatat. Okay, let's go back. Halacha va. Ve'echi yidron nidachas. Aside of what we mentioned above, this much tevoi leos is yidron nidachas. If all of the qualifications were met, based on agadol shalchav v'darshim v'chaykim, the great basin is going to go and they're going to really investigate and probe until they'll find out the raya baruda with halachic, what halacha calls perfect proofs. Shutchu kol ir, that all of the city or the majority of the inhabitants went and they actually worshipped an idol, like we mentioned. Right, Kedarka, the four Avodas, or they declare that thing is our God. What's normally the din? Baraya Baruda means there was already Hasra, there was already Edom. You should know that when it comes to a based in punishment, never, never will Tshuva remove the punishment other than here. That's the bomb question. Now, why? Not to put them to death. Lahaziram. To shine lichtikai, to inspire them and get them to do tshuva. And you know what, says Rambam, if they do tshuva, good. Jumps the Ravid. Where do we find such a thing? Ma'olam, you never find tshuva. God knows if you did tshuva. God will, it makes a big difference. But if they did all of what the preconditions, that means there was Asra and Edom, you never find tshuva. And this is the springboard. This is a mugadik asicha. The Rebbe says gavaldik. Based on many other questions, like we mentioned, the question is, if you serve idol, you get skila. Skila is the more serious punishment. If you are now going to be judged as a ira nidachas, you're going to get saif. How? If one Jew does two sins, chamura and kala, you get the chamura. The answer is that just like in Kedusha, you find the concept of a tzibur. Tzibur is a new mitzias. Here, once it becomes a ira nidachas, they are no longer yechidim. And that's why we will find, to a certain degree, collective punishment. We're going to see that the belongings, even of the tzaddikim in the city, meaning they didn't serve idols, they won't be put to death, but their belongings will be destroyed because they are no longer yechidim. You know what tshuva does? The Rebbe says, tshuva removes the mitzias of the tzibur. And once you become yechidim, the Rebbe holds, not that tshuva will take away your death penalty, then you'll be judged with skill. But you can't paskin the deed of the ira nidachas only if there is a tzibur, and the tshuva of the people will remove the status. That's the gist of the sikha. Neim chazor is tshuva, mutav. And the Rebbe holds, mutav doesn't mean mutav, of course mutav. Mutav doesn't mean that the wolf's got three. The Ravitz is right. But mutav means it's no longer ira nidachas. But if they don't do tshuva, based in mitzavim l'chol Yisrael al salim matzav, you know what they do? I mean, where do you put them to death? Beis Din gets all of the Jewish people to wage civil war against them, and all of the Yidden are obligated to go and to make a siege to that city. Listen to these words: va'orchim imar melchama, until they breach the city walls. Now, it's not that when they enter the city, the soldiers of the rest of the Yidden will kill them. Once you get into the city, then you set up in the city many, many bati dinim, and you judge everyone, because if someone did not worship idols, in this case, that individual will not be put to death at all, even though there will be some punishment on that person's property as well. So when we said the based on Hagadol means based on Hagadol is leading this campaign, but you understand the bati dinim will be set up in that city. Call me he separated. Now, nimtzu kolim dam uta, if after everyone that was separated, you count them, you have to make a census. If the sum total is the minority, what happens? Oh, then there's no din of ira nidachas. Whoever did not worship doesn't get stoned to death, and everything else stays the way it is. The property is not going to get burnt, as we'll see. The city won't get destroyed. Nimtzu ruba oygeval. Now they are brought to the base of Agadol. And the gemar din is going to be in the great Sanhedrin. The hargim kol elo sha'avdu b'sayif. Now, furthermore, umakin kol nefesh adam asher ba lefi cheref. Taf v'noshim imut chakula. The herst, oy gavalt. In other words, you find the concept that noshim I get, but taf, see, how can you punish children? They're not bar chiyum. If the city becomes a tzibur, just like you have in Kedusha, there has to be the opposite. Once it's judged as a unit of a tzibur, the tzibur is being judged to death. Now, that's only, my friends, if everyone worship idols. So then even the children will be put to death. But if it's the majority, not all, but the majority, you know what happens? the wives and the children of those who worships will be put to death by Sayyid, by Kharif. Not to other people, but whichever individual worshiped him, Rahmana Litzlan, his wife and his children, even if they are minors, and the minor children, the adult children are not included. Ubein shutcha kula, ubein shutcha ruba. The punishment, right, of the ones who led them astray makes no difference. What's the din? That once it's right, they get judged as madichim and they are put to death by skilon. Now, on top of that, umakapsim kol shalol al-tricha chayva, you gather all the belongings. If there's no great major, it's called Main Street. If there's no Main Street, then you make a Main Street. And if the Main Street was outside of it, then you include it in the city by extending the city walls around it, because you have to burn all of the belongings on Main Street. On top of that, all of living animals are killed. And you burn all of the belongings in fire. And burning it is a mitzvah sasation. Now, what happens to the property of the tzaddikim? The tzaddikim doesn't mean the tzaddik of Tanya. It doesn't even mean the beinoni of Tanya. Tzaddikim means, in the case where there's roi, so then even though the taf and the noshim of the ones who worshipped are going to be punished together with them, but the ones who didn't, those people, they won't be put to death. But you know what? Their belongings are burnt. Oy gebalt. That's the meaning of a tzaddik. Why? Since they live there, they did nothing. They should have convinced their peoples not to do it. There's no shiurim here. When it comes to avodah zarah, it's not like it's a little share. There's no share. It's beyond share. So first of all of the property is cheder. Cheder means it has to be destroyed. What happens if after all of the judgment happened, the witnesses become zoinanim? So kol amachzik bin asochel, anyone, the original owners took it back. Another person took it. Mutali honisboy, they can have ano. I cheder, it's no longer cheder because the fact that they became zoinanim. So retroactively, hold on. But if retroactively we discovered they did not worship idols, so then it should belong to the original owners. It doesn't work that way. Because once based in Paskin, even though it was based on lying witnesses that the property is going to be burned, so the owners relinquished their ownership. And even after we undid the testimony, the original owners have to make a kinyan. And prior to them making a kinyan, anyone who takes it will own it. Oy gavah. And therefore, without making a new kinyan, it remains hefker, even though the Eidim are Zoymimim, and that did affect retroactively that it's not cheirim, but anyone who took it gets to keep it. Another rule, the Eidim, this island, it may never be rebuilt. And furthermore, whoever rebuilds that city gets malchus, as it says, however, you can't rebuild it as a city, but it doesn't have to be left fallow. You can make from that city area Ganois upardesim shenemad loisibana oid, implying loisibana medina kamaisha haisa, but implying that you could make use of that land for anything other than a city. Halacha 9. What happens if people are traveling through? When does someone become a resident of this location? There are many halachas. Here we have one of such halachas. Here it's 30 days. If you have an entire caravan that's going from place to place, and they happen to be going through the Irani Dachas, and as they were going through, when they stopped there, even though their intent was to move on, that was the time that everyone was farchap, fakishit in this avodah zarah. If, God forbid, they participated. So the question is, guys, if they served avodah zarah, they're going to be put to death. The question is, b'sayif with their wives and taf, or b'skila. So I guess, if they were there for 30 days, for this, they become a resident. Then they're again b'sayif u'mamayim avad. If they were not there for 30 days, yeah, they served by desire, they're going to be put to death with skila, but I'm going to be your shayim. Halacha yud, nichzei anchi medina achere, shayim mufkodim b'seicham. This city was judged as a irani dachas, but there were people in the city that were custodians from stuff that belonged to people elsewhere. Af al pisha kibla l'achrayes, which for certain didn't make you the owner, einis rafin. El yachzuru l'valein, shenemar shalallah, v'loy l'shal chaver. another reverse scenario. What happens to the belongings that belong to the wicked? That means the people of the city. When there was a Gemar Din, they had their car loaned to someone in another location. So in Nikbutsu Ima, that means if Beis Din will make an attempt to gather everything back prior to the burning of the Shalom. But they don't delay it. You understand? If they manage to gather it back, then it gets burnt with the Shalom in the city, in the main street. But if they didn't manage to bring it back, then there's no unique din later to run after everything and to destroy. And it wasn't the city. You could kill it. What do you do to it? You have to kill it. You have to destroy it. You know why? Because even though half of it belongs to a person that doesn't live in the city, a living animal has to be wholesome. Every avid, you're going to cut it in half. Since the part that's asur is giving chayis to the parts that's mutter, and you can't have hana from it, so all of it becomes asur b'hana. You know why? Because it's a living animal. Contrast that with something that's a doimim. The example will be an isa. Have a doe, half belongs to a person that lives in the city, half to another city. Don't destroy all of it. Cut the doe in half. The half that belongs to another, you give back. And the one that here has to be burnt. The same concept, meaning it belongs to partners. Then mutanes. One half can live without the other half. What about sourdough? They tell me it's mamash alive. I'm just kidding. Okay.
Does he owe him the money? I mean, I guess if he put the debt, it doesn't really matter. But in other words, if one guy loses half of his animal because the other half belongs to Ben Yerzacha, so he can be
to I don't think so. I don't think so. You have a bad partner. Your partner slaps you down. You don't have to be him. Just it was a bad partnership. Halacha Yudbeis. Hey Moshe, it only dachas shenishchato. Guys, shenishchato. You know when after the Gemar Din, just add these words. In. So they're like, it's asur mahana. Just like the din of Asher Hanisko, we don't have time to explain. But there also that if it has to be stoned to death, shechting it doesn't resolve it shenishchato. However, saar haroish hair, either from men and of women, right? So prior to the people being killed, let's chop a rein and make a sheitel. So the din is by him mutabanom. Aval shall pay a nachris. But if someone has a sheitel, that's called property of. That has to be destroyed. Now, the Rambam doesn't yet write the source, even though he writes not Tamim, the source, because he's going to write halacha yud gimel, the next halacha, and this halacha shared the same source. So Rambam writes another din. If there's the fruits that are connected on the trees during the Gemar Din, mutarim, here's because the Torah says, gather everything and burn it. So Chazal learned only things that only need to be gathered and burnt, they have to be burnt. But something that's mechubar, which is fruit, first you have to detach it, then gather and burn it. Same thing with here. First you have to cut it or shave it, and then you have to gather and burn it. That's excluded. It's interesting, stam to note by the Rambam, that's the Seder. He writes one din, it's another din, halacha yud gimel, and then he writes the tam, the source, not the tam for both. That you can have benefit, and what happens, they belong to the heirs. Now what about hegdish? Hegdish means that someone in the city was magdish something already. Then you have the gemar din. So since the Torah says shlala, v'loy shlal shamayim, so they don't have to be burnt, but they have to be put to death. Why? If it's not included in this din of Irani Dachas, because Zevach Reshoim Toyeva, the owners are wicked, God doesn't want it. Kachibedek Abayis, not livestock, guys, not livestock. Yepodu Vachakach Seifam Oisom. Shenemar Shalala, Vloy, Shalal, Shomayim. And there, so 1 second, it's not included in the din, which is why you get to redeem it.
Redeem it for what?
Redeem it, which means the money goes to the Beis HaMikdash.
The money also?
No. Someone should redeem it. No, since it's not included in this din, we don't want the Beis HaMikdash to lose. On the other hand, since it belonged to people of the city, you burn it afterwards. Halacha Yudalot, HaBechor VaHaMaiser SheBetoicha. Here's the key. Bechor and Maiser are considered your property. If they are Tamimim, Harim, Kikachim, Isbeyach, and VeYomusu. Because Zevach Rashoim Toyeva, not because of Irani Dachas, if they are Bali Mumen, so then Hareyim Bechlal Behemta, If the, in other words, since nechalim lebaleim, it's mamash considered halachically the property of the owners, then it has to be included in this mass burning in the rechayv o'ir. Truma shebetoicha. So like this, if they are already in the hands of the kohen, right? So then on one hand, it's not called, it's called mamin baleim. It's called the own, it belongs to the kohen. Yirkabu, my pnei shem lechasov. Why yirkabu? Because there's kedusha there. There's kedusha there, so you can't burn it. But on the other hand, you can leave it right now. There's always a downside with leaving it rot that maybe you're going to accidentally eat it. Koyhanam arzirizim. Then they should be given to a kohen in another city. Because if the Jew owns the truma, it's not his. It's not his. So therefore, it's not included in the property of the city. And therefore, so therefore, it didn't belong to you. It's like we learned before, if I have in my possession something that belongs to a person in another city, it goes back to the other city. It's not the owners. Maisa kesa v'kesa. Maisa sheni. Or v'kisvei ha-kodesh v'toicha. All of these cases, yes, it's called mamam baleim. It's mamam baleim. On the other hand, you can't be mavaze it by burning it with everything else. What was the solution before? By fruit? Yirkavu is only good for kaihanim because reason. But for if you're not a kohen, you might inadvertently eat it. So how do you destroy it in an honorable way? You bury it. Final halacha tazayin, kol ha'oisa din bi'iran idachas. You should know people are hesitating. You're giving us a collective punishment and you're going to be killing either tough people that, you know. So people are going to refrain from it. No, no, it's a mitzvah to do it. Hareza kamakrib oilakol. Shanamar, as it says, kol ha'lashem alikecha. That by judging them and by executing them the way the Torah describes, you remove God's anger from the Jewish people, as it says, "Laman Yoshev Hashem." This will make God take back His kaviyachol anger. Well, maybe alein bracha v'rachmam, and He's going to bring upon them. It means even on the people that are getting punished, you're doing a favor for them, doing it for you, it's for your good. Now we're going to go chavetz leit, but perik hamishi, if you halt kap, your mind is going to blow up over here. So perik hamishi is now meses. Meses, maybe never. No, there was one case. The Gemara speaks about it. Perik Hamishi has 11 halachas. Meses is much more inclusive. Meses means without all of the preconditions that we learned before, and it's a lot more chamur. If one individual, same tribe, another tribe, the same city, another city, if he proselytized or she proselytized, they went over to one or to many, and they began to convince them to serve Avodah Zarah. Just for the attempt, their chayiv skila, even if they didn't succeed. The madiach, we learned, is only put to death if the people worshipped the three ways, ka'avidasa, the four, or they declared that mishragas is their God. Here, even if they did not succeed. So you're going to ask, oy basoy, the madiach should be punished because he's a mesis. So we'll see, there's certain scenarios when you speak to the majority of the city. If you're speaking to the Roiv, you're not a Mesis. Now you have to meet the criteria of the Madiach. But let's go to the Mesis. A Mesis, Echa Mesis. Oh, different. So first of all, the Mesis, they get the same punishment. What they're doing is the same thing. It's the same concept. But instead of trying to get the Roiv of a city, they're trying to get to one individual. A missionary, that's called the Mesis. These big organizations that they try to get, Rahman al-Atslan, whole cities to convert, that's called Madiach. No, we'll see. No, the moment he's addressing the majority, we'll see. No, there's a window because you're going to ask, why do I need that? I get it. On the midachim, you have to meet all these to get killed, to lose your property. But for the one who's trying to do it, why did we learn in the last chapter that a madiach is only chayv if he got the other people to worship? A mesis is chayv just for trying. You're going to see here. There's a window. There's a din of a mesis, a din of a madiach. Halacha, a mesis, echad miyisrael benisu benish. Look at this. Not like last chapter, even if they did not succeed. In other words, the Mesis means the proselytizer, the missionary, the worship. That's equal to the Madichim. The Madichim also don't have to worship. But here's the key. Even if Eloi Hamusas, they failed, thank God. You know why they're being put to death? Because they instructed someone else to go worship. Guys, this is important because there's a din. You know the din of a Navi Sheker? A Navi Sheker misasoi bechenek. So again, also, here, a Mesis misasoi beskila. So if he tried to convince one person, so the question is, when is there chenik? We'll see. So you have to know which category to put the person. Always maces, if you fall into maces, even if you are also a Navi Sheker, you can put the death with skila. Here it works because chenek and skila, what's the more chamur? Skila. That's good. Halacha beis. Hameces, esurei v'anshi yair. Here's the key. Once he is speaking to the majority of this people, once that happens, he's called a madiach. That answers everything. And he's no longer a maces. I'll give you an example, guys. A maces doesn't need hasra. A madiach needs hasra. There's different dinner. All right? A maces, we trick. We'll see what that means. A madiach, you may not. Okay? A maces that we're learning. A maces is chayv, even if they didn't succeed. Madichin, the din of a madiach is only they succeeded. Halacha, right. Hoy is a shidiach
rei ha'ir navi. I mean, even if he didn't succeed, there's Aiden. I don't know if there's Asra, but he himself is serving with the Torah.
Right? No. The neither the Masons or the Madiach are worshiping themselves. They're just trying to convince others. Let's say normally they're going to be doing it themselves, but there's no Aiden that they did it. But there's Aiden that he tried to convince another. You're Chayiv Misa Skilla just for trying to convince.
Why should you kill Musa? He's
the Musa's only going to be killed if he served and Hanami. Okay. Right. Navi, also the din is misase beskila. In other words, when you're trying to convince the Rav Ha'ir, you're called a madiach. Okay? If, and not the din of a Navi Shaka that began. And the Hanidachin, Harem ki yechidim, ve'enam ka'anshir anidachas. Which, why? Because if it's only one, you understand? It's amazing. Even though it's only one, so whether the people will worship or not, they won't be judged besayef because you have to have two madichim. What? When do you leave maces and become a madiach? The moment you are addressing roiv anshi yoir, that's the key here. That's halacha beis. Okay, right. Whatever type of approach that idol told me to worship, or God told me, he's coming b'shem Hashem to serve that idol, that star. That's called the Navi Shidiach. Navi Shidiach, again, if it's Roiv, it's a din of a Madiach. If he succeeded, he's going to be put to death. Appreciate this nuance. But a maces doesn't matter if he's speaking in the plural or even in the individual, that is in his skull. Ketzad, going back to the din of a maces, if one tells his fellow, I'm going to worship an idol. I'm going to worship an idol is convincing others. That's the vikashan. So most add that what's given, we learned the same thing in the Gemara. And join me. He didn't say worship an idol. He spoke about idolatry concerning himself. He says, I'm going to worship the star. Then when he says the words, join me, that's called a maces. Or Eilech ve'avoid, in the plural. We are going to go worship and join us. Neilech ve'navoid ha'plainis. Shederach chois avar eskechav l'amed ba. Now he has to specify either kedarko or esbach, Eilech ve'esbach, Neilech ve'nesbach, akater, Eilech ve'akater, Neilech ve'akater, anasech, Eilech ve'anasech, Neilech ve'anasech, ishtach, Eilech ve'ishtach, Neilech ve'ishtach. The four, no matter kedarko or not, that's called a maces. Hamaces l'shnayim. If someone is trying to convince two, okay, that's not roiv, din of a maces. So here, they can become the Eidim. V'heim meviim oisa l'beisdin, ma'idin olav shekach or malahem v'sweiklin oisa. Eidim you have to have. But you know what's unique about a maces? Not even by the madiach. No hasra is needed. V'ein ha'maces sarach hasra. This is unique.
You didn't mention the third one about
kibul. Gosh, I don't know why. Oh no, we're going to have that later. I know why. The Rambam is going to speak about later. There's a difference in those. Why didn't he say, I'm a God? We'll see in a moment. That's so nodish.
He claims himself to be?
Yeah. Oh, plenty of those. No, right there. Omar la'echad. People don't say it. Most people think that. Omar la'echad. What happens if he says to one person, in other words, you don't have Aiden. Since by Amasis, we want to trap him. We want to get Aiden, so you trick him up. So who oimer yish li chavedim reitzim mekach? Oh, good, I like that. He's calling Chavedim just to get to Edom. You can do that. And if he's smart enough not to speak to two people directly, because so then you can do other means of trickery to get to people to witness him trying to just to get you. Mitzvah lahach menoisa, setting a trap. What's that called? And by the goyim here, there's a word for that.
Entrapment.
Where do we have entrapment? Only by mesas. Called by proselytizers, by missionaries. Kol chayove mesas patero. By all the other chayove mesas. Hey, machnim aleim. Chutz mizeh. Ketsa machnim aleim. How do you trap a person? Hamusas maybe shnayim. The person who was already solicited. He was already told. He knows that that person is a proselytizer. He brings two people. And he can hide them. Now, hiding them in a place, the Edom have to see and hear. They have to see and hear. But if that guy knows Edom, he's going to be put to death, they can be standing in a place that the maces won't see them. Could they, in a makamafo, could they sheyiru ha-maces v'yishmu devara v'lo yiru oisam v'hu oimar l'maces emor mashomart l'viyichot. Can you please repeat what you told me? V'hu oimar l'oimar, a guy who doesn't repeat it, there's no Edom, but you can try to get him to repeat it. V'hamusas meshivoy. Now, here is interesting. Why does he have to? Amasis means he initiated. Here, there's a problem with this trap. He didn't initiate it. We learned that Gemara. Since he didn't initiate it, the Amasis has to repeat it again. How do you make him repeat it again? You have to push back. What's if he initiated it and it happened to be two people saw it, you don't have to have the back and forth. But since here, the victim began, the Musas began, so he has to push back. Now, by the way, if he pushes back and that person, the Mesas, is quiet, it's good. God will deal with him, but he won't be put to death. But if he counters, now this response, it's considered an initiation. Ah, we got you. And we stone him. Mitzvah be'yad ha-musas la'agai. Who should be the one putting him to death? The one who was the one who was being proselytized. Shneimar as it says, yot chatibay b'rishay la'amisa. And as we learned, what we're going to learn in later at the end of Rambam, that when they put the person on the two-story building, like who pushes him off? The musas.
Isn't it the Edom?
No, not here. Here the musas.
The
musas
is the Edom.
No, it could be. It could be, but it doesn't have to be. This.
Here the musas. Very good.
Need two other besides yourself.
You can be the eight. Mesas l'shnayim harehim eidah. The Rambam wrote over. Okay, also the musav. Now, what about emotions? You cannot. The musas should not love the mesas. What's it called? Stockholm syndrome. When someone is trying to get you to do something bad, and they convinced you, they must be someone great because they convinced me. So you have a certain. Don't have any covet. Don't have any love to him. Right? If someone soina has an animal that you must unload, normally you have to even help your animal. So yachol, you would think, help this guy. This guy not. For asur lemusas alamad olav schus. Shenemar, don't have compassion for him. If you know something else, va'azara lehed yot hamesis minayin. So here's a pasuk in the A. V'chol Yisrael hishmu v'yira'un l'chayra. The girsan and the Rambam should be, because that's not a source. It says v'lo yosifu oid lasois. That lasois means not to be hamesis. Halacha hei. Hamesis achedim lo'avdoi. Here you go. That's your question, Shuki. Why didn't the Rambam mention worship me? If someone tells others worship me, Omer ivduni. So obviously, if they worshiped him, He's Niskel. If they did not worship him, such a Narish guy, even if they said, you know what? We will. Einoi Niskel. Why? Because Meshat Ani Bacha. Sometimes when you hear something so Narish, worship me as a God. Yeah, sure. But that's only when a person is speaking about himself. Avla Meisiz Lava Rizish Acher, go worship Yashker. Great example. The moment they were makabel and they said, "We will," hey, neilach v'navid, afal b'shadayim loyavad. Shneim niskalim, hamesis v'hamusas. Shneim al yisoy v'loy l'sishma elav ha'im shama v'ava. You're ready, chayv. Okay, navi hamisnami b'shem v'eriski chavim ketzet. Now let's go define the case of a navi shek. Now don't forget, if a navi is speaking to the roiv of a city, he's going to be nidoin as a madiach with the skila. But there is a din of chenek. Where's that? If he's coming in the name of a God, that star, that mitzvah lasses. And even if the message that he came in the name of an idol was to keep a mitzvah, it's different than the musas is dafka when you're telling someone to worship an idol. Here he's coming in the name of a getchke. Even if he's saying, put on tefillin. Now you get the concept of, every Navi Sheket is a Mesis. Navi Sheket is when he's not telling you to worship an idol. He's coming b'shem an idol. If there were two witnesses, and this is the sugi, this is the parsha shoyftim, ba'asha yedaber b'shem Elohim acherim. No matter what he says, even to do the right thing, u'meisa navi yahu. And where do we have the hazara for him in Parshas Mishpatim, where it says b'shem Elohim acherim loisas kibum halacha zayin. Ba'asu la'arich dinu tshuva imam misnabe. Don't enter a debate when someone is coming in the name of an idol. Halacha, if a missionary, that's what missionaries see. A missionary coming with Christianity is both, is everything. He's coming in the name of he's coming in the name of a false deity, and he's telling us to participate in with a false deity. Not a lot of debate with them. Don't ask of him a oisur or moifes. And even if he did a wonder or a miracle, don't pay attention to it like we would before. Don't even garnish. He did a trick. Maybe it's emes. That in itself, just thinking about it, it says on Parshas V'yeh, Lisishmal divrei Navi Yahu. V'chein, Nevi'ei sheker, Misosik b'chenek, you may not listen. What happens to him? Put him to death by strangulation. Oh, but there's another case. Even if he's misnabi b'shem Hashem, another din. What's another din of a Navi sheker? Also chenek, if he's coming in the name of God, but it's not true. If we know it's not true, if we were to know, even if he's not adding to the mitzvahs, but God told me to tell you it's not true. Chenek. What does it mean it's not true? Whether he's giving over a prophecy, what he did not hear through those prophetic dreams. Even better. What happens if you have two people? Reuben is a Navi, Shimon is not. God comes to Reuben with a message to give to the people. Shimon knows about that message. Reuben told it to Shimon. Shimon is the mouthpiece. But instead of him saying God came to Reuben with a message, the message came from God. But Shimon says, God told me to tell you. In other words, it was not told to him. That's a Navi. And Misasa B'chanik. Wow. Now you get. So if he's telling other people to serve Avodah Zarah, he might have a din of a Mesis, he might have a din of a Madiach, right? When are you a Navi Sheker? Now we're learning the din of a Navi Sheker. Halacha test. How do we know? That's the question. Yeah. But I'm saying, if we were to know, doesn't mean we'll know. Very good. Though. How will I know that God did not come to him? He's not being Moisif. I don't know. But in Nisase Bechanek, Halacha test. Call him an amp. And when Chazal say that even though that there's no more Sanhedrin, din arba misa is leibatu. Remember that Gemara? No, it's God sees to it that if someone is chayv and to be death by chenek, askerah, the Gemara says. That's all right. He'll be strangled to death. So if he's chayv, if God knows he's chayv chenek, he'll choke to death. Halacha test. That's what David is saying. They don't know. In fact, we don't know. But if someone is chayv chenek and based in, there's no based in. So the Chazal say God will make sure that his death will be a chenek type of death. That will happen to him. Halacha test. Call him any atzmi manigas navi sheker, because the navi sheker is someone that's very great. In other words, why he's someone who's worthy to be a prophet. Hareza hoylech badarke anavuah. In other words, even though this is a great Jew because he's worthy to be a prophet, and therefore you are afraid to kill him, then you are violating a negative commandment. The Torah says don't fear him. If you know somehow to bring more guilt upon him and you don't do it. Or if you are afraid of his words, then you are violating Lesogram Yemenu. The Eng Don and Navi Sheken, Elwabezin Shlom Liachon. By the way, there are times that you could know. Lamashal, if the Navi Sheken is coming, B'Shem Avedes Kirchavim, that you know. Or if he's saying B'Shem Hashem to take away permanently, then you know. Okay, Halacha Yud. Anudin. The next two din and the next two halachas are two details. Hanoidin B'Shem Avedes Kirchavim. Not Navi, you're vowing. Or you're swearing. In the name of Yoshke, Loike, Shenemaras, it says, Shem, Elim, Achidim, Lois, Askiru. Wow. Normally, what the din is, normally you don't get Malkus, only you do a Maisa, right? But since for Shvua Shav, in the name of God, you get Malkus, that's the Rambam's limud. So by Shvua, here also, another din, let's say if I have a partnership with a goy, and I want him to take an oath, I can't tell him swear in the name of your God. I can't cause him to take an oath. If he'll ask him, even just to mention a name of an idol is normally asur, as it says. Find a halacha. You can't even tell to your chaver, wait for me in the side of that idol, side of that statue. Can't do that. You know why? It says, because you're mentioning the idol. It says, v'shem Elohim acherim lo yisaskiru, with an exception. All of the idols whose names are mentioned in the Torah, then you can mention it. Anywhere in Tanakh, then you can mention the name, like Po'oir, Baal, Baal, Nevoi, God, v'chayyotzevahem. See, this explains, that explains, because since they are mentioned in the Torah was mevatel their koyach. The Torah was megala their narashkeitz. But also, not only that, you cannot cause other people that they should make a neder. The word sheyikaimu means an oath. The sheyikaimu, they should take a shvua in the name of Eretz Yechavim. Now, says the Rambam that everything, all of the details that we learned in the final two halachas, the ain loika, but Malkus, we mentioned many details. Malkus is only hanoide v'shma v'amakayim v'shma. Someone who actually took an oath or swore, for who? Hanishba v'shma. My word.
To be able to trap him, are you allowed to mention?
No, but you tell him, please repeat to me. I was thinking about, what were you telling me yesterday? That's how you trap.
But what if the only way you can trap it?
Then don't do it. Right. Halacha, the final chapter, Perek Shishi.
Where's the source for this? This last one, where you're not supposed to wait by this baby.
Not supposed to? V'shem you can't say the name of an avoy desar. So like this, there's other dinim, not to have benefit. The Rambam doesn't mention it. We paskin, the Rambam doesn't say that I can't even use a church as a simon. Make a left by the church. Don't say that, but that's the Rambam is not talking about that. Let's go back to Perek Shishi Chevra. Now it's fascinating. Chevra, fascinating, because those of us who learn, and we should all learn the Gemara and Sanhedrin, we're going to learn about many different types of specific avodah zarah. Oyv yedoni moilach matseva eben maskis, and moilach, and there's all, everyone. The Rambam defines what it is. These are all practices that we may not engage in. We're not allowed to learn about idol worship. So the Rambam already said before that you're going to become a judge. You're going to learn enough Torah. You'll qualify to be a dayan in the Sanhedrin. You have to know that if someone is being judged because they did oid, you have to know what it is. In that context, we're not learning it because we're so chas v'shalom for anything other than to know what it is, to know whether someone violated or not. Halacha alf. Ha'oisa oiv. We'll explain what that means. The practice of an oiv, or the practice of yidoini. If a person did it, b'ritzoini b'zodin, chayv kares. And if there's Edom and Asra, Chayv Skila. If a person did it, B'shoigik, Chatas Kavua. So let's go. Ketzad, you know, this is a typical, specific type of idol worship. Ketzad Umayso Ha'oid. So like this. Zeshu Oimed Umaktid Ketoidis Yedua. So there's a certain known type of incense. L'chayda, all of these things had what we call today drugs. They had a narcotic effect because they put the person into some type of trance, right? V'oiches. People, Rahmana Litzlan, take drugs, they take mushrooms, they say, wow, I had a spiritual experience. All the old Oivde Kechavim, they did that. You know, the Goyim with Kishuf, the wand, the waving the wand, that's these Narashkaitnikams, and they would hold myrtles and they would wave it. And this person who's now inside of the smoke of that type of, you know, these are all drugs, these are Shmekachs. That's making you high. If a whom a balat, and there were certain known incantations that they would say, and they would do it until the one who's asking, the one who's drugged up, the one who's in this trance, begins to hear a voice of someone responding to every question that he's asking. Where is the response coming from? Under the ground. Don't be in this small, big deal. But that was this avodah zarah. And the voice that's coming from under the ground is not the way we speak to each other. You're not hearing it with your ears. You're hearing it in your mind. All right?
Was that real sound? Or just
well, let me go like this. You know, it's good that in English, avodah zarah, chayv skila, here you're stoned, then you worship the idol. Not idol, stoned, stoned idol. Then you're stoned again, literally, biblically.
It's not ki'ilu. Whatever this is, I don't know and I don't care. But just to know what the Rambam is describing. It's as if you're hearing it, but you're not really hearing it. But you feel it in your brain. That's one type of oiv. Another type of oiv, because when we learn the Gemara, it's about bones. So first of all, this is you're not using other than the samanim and the incantations and the waving of the wand. Now there's a bone involved.
No one hears this.
No, the one who's doing it hears it. One second. So how do you get witnesses? You see him doing it.
Meditation.
This is called transcendental. That's how it is. They used to use a skull. Now you see why the Goyim love these skulls. Mamash, it comes from Avodah Zarah. He's a skull. And you offer incense to the skull. And umanachishba. Same thing, there's certain incantations, there's certain things you have to do. Now, you're talking to the skull, the sound doesn't come from the skull. The sound is coming from under your, the practitioner's armpit. And again, shuffle ad mo'oid, very low. Very low because the other people are not hearing it. So you're telling them, no, you're not hearing it. I'm hearing it. And the voice is, there's a conversation going on. You don't say, whoever does this, call Elo Maisa Oifein. Let's go by them.
Are they punished for magic and for...
No, this is called avoid. In other words, oif is included in avoid the zora.
Nothing to do with magic, even if they're
it's borderline. It's borderline, but the point is he hive skill. Let's go by that. Halacha base. So don't say, I'm not going to say avoid the zora. I'm not going to say magic. You know, Shmuley, oif. The Torah says, don't practice oif. What's you doing? So it says that I'm a maniach etzem sheshmo oif sheshmo yadua. There's a bird called yadua. You get it? Yadoini. The bird is called Yadua. You put the bone in your mouth. And here again, umakted, you offer incense, which makes you high in Mistama. But and you do certain activities until you enter into an epileptic type of seizure. In other words, that's called you connect to something that's lamata mitam badas. And once the person is in that trance, he begins to speak the future. And I want you to know that I forgot Rashi. Or maybe when we were learning this in the Gemara, the one who's then in this trance, when they're speaking, their lips are not moving. Their mouth is not moving. That, the sound is coming from the bone that's in their mouth. That's why until today, all of these stuff, from the guy with the puppet, and that talking and not talking, that all is sourced. All these tricks are the same. This is... The Rambam says, not Kishuv. The Rambam doesn't believe in Kishuv. This is Avodah Zarah. This is mini Avodah Zarah. It says in Kedoshim, Altifnu Elo Aviz Yala Hayedoinim. Even though that the pshat is, you don't go to them, but this is for you not to practice. At Halacha Gimel, Moilach. What's Moilach? Big Machlek is what Moilach is. Listen to this. Hanoisim is Adal Moilach, one who willingly gives over his child to this idol worship practice called Moilach. If he does it, but it's soinai, oh, bezadin chayv kares. If it was number shoygig, maybe chatos kavua. However, and the imasa be'edim amasro on niskal, stam lohoyed that the Rambam in the beginning of this chapter went through the seder of kares, skila, chatos. What's the seder here? I don't know why it's different. Halo, baito. Shenemen, as it says, ashiitim is adon lomay lechmais yumas. Even skila, surely he shall be put to death. Big goyim. And where did the Torah warn against the practice of moylech? As it says, umizarach lisitn lahav lamoylech. Well, halon oimer ulo yematze b'chamaver b'noy b'tei ba'esh. So this maver b'noy b'tei ba'esh is an expounding of the meaning of moylech. Okay, so what's moylech? This is the Rambam's understanding of moylech. Madlik esh gedoyla, that they would light a big fire. V'lekeach miksa zaroi. And the person would give over not all of his children. And by the way, if he only has one child, giving over one child is all the children. He has two or more children. He only gives some of them over to the Koyhaneim, who are fire worshippers. And then that Koyan gives the child back to the father after the father gave over the child to that priest in order for him to be led through the fire, by the fire, by the father. That's what's going on over here. In other words, it's not that the priest, it's all these steps. He gives him over to the priest. But how long does the priest hold on to the kid? I don't know. But then the priest gives the child back to the father. And then, with the permission of, under the direction of those worshipers, the father is going to lead his son through the fire. Now listen, there's so many opinions that Rambam holds, I'm saying by heart, that it's actually walking through the fire, not in a way where anyone gets burnt. In other words, that was the way they practice it. They were, and the child is not on the ground. Passed over means the child is on the shoulders of the father, or the father is holding in the hands. The fire, you know, people do, they put the finger through the fire. All this is all that we and Ishtusim. So they walk through the fire quickly. That was the practice. And the father is walking on the ground, not the child. The father is walking through the fire, through the flames. And very important, it's not that the father is burning his child to this idol, as other people did that also. They burnt their children to their idols. No, that's something else. Here, it's Bahavar Bulvad, and that avoid is called Moilach. And he says, Lefikach, Ha'oisa avoid Zul, Averis Kichav Macheres, Chutzu Moilach, you're going to be potter. What's Lefikach, Shuki? What did we learn before? That if you do one of the four, even though Chaloika Darach Avidasa, what's one of the four? Maktir. So if someone burns his child, a side of murder, he was Maktir, even if it's Chaloika Darach. The reason why that Rambam is paskening that you're only chayv if you did it to the Moilach, because you're not being makted. You're only walking through. So it's only kedarach avidosoi to the avidus other called Moilach. Gevaldik, halacha del. Huh? Okay. Eina chayv kodesh eskila ab sheim tzabunoi la Moilach. And the father is walking through the v'yavira beraglov be'esh. The child is being passed through. That's the way the child being passed through means the child is not on the ground. The child is being held by the father. What happens if Masr Bali heaven Bali Masr, or Shemasr heaven Bali Havar, if anything was deviated from there, you know, the way they worship, then you're potted. And a chayiv also, Achim said, Mixa Zaray, but the Anech Mixa Shenamar, Kimi Zaray. That's the mem of the Chumash, Kimi Zaray, Nasalamaylach, Mixa Sugaloi, Kuloi, Halacha Five.
Is the kid liable, Rabbi, or just the father?
The father is liable. The child, yeah. The child was passive.
Meaning, if the child is above bar mitzvah or whatever it is,
he's also not going to be held. He didn't do anything. He was being walked through. He was passive. He didn't do an action. The father did action. Halacha five. The child means zera kosher, zera pasul. A person, God forbid, committed adultery as a mamzer. It's also his child. Echad banav ubenaisav. Not child, grandchild, great grandchild. Here, child means any of your descendants. Because they're called your zera. Avolim hevet echa, but if a person walks through his brother or his sister or his father, or he hevet atzmai, however he did that, patur, hevet echad mizaroi, but the child was sleeping while the child was walked through, or the child is blind, then the father is going to be patur. Let's go back. Next din. So we learned, oiv, yudoini, moilech, matseva. We mentioned matseva means that we may not erect a monument whose purpose is for people to gather, even in giving cover to God, not through a monument. Matseva shasra toide he, binyan, shakol miskapsem etzlo. You build a building in order for people to gather around the building, even if they are gathering in order to serve God. So why can't you do it? Because that was the way of people who worshiped idols. They would build monuments to gather people to worship the idol. So it's in other words, the Rambam is saying that this is a biblical commandment, almost like God making a siyag. But it's not that way, but let's go by it. Shenemar, as it says, so what's the chiyuv? Who is violating? People that are gathering, they're gathering for God. The one who built the monument is like him. Moving on to the next. According to the Rambam, this is all connected to Avodah Zarah. Evan Maskis means a stone upon which to prostrate oneself. Even if one is actually going to be bowing down to God, the bower, not the stone placer. You can put a marble store on your floor, stone floor, but if someone bows on, now, the Beis HaMikdash, yeah, Beis HaMikdash is an exception. The Beis HaMikdash, the store was made out of stone. Other than in the temple, if a person bows down to God, what does bowing down mean, Yaakov? Not the way we bow down on Shon Yom Kippur. This bowing down means pishut yadayim v'raglayim, extending your hands and your feet. Superman, verstehst? Now, whether the hands go straight or whether the hand goes to the side, but by our minig, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, the knees are bent. Even there, you should not put your head on the stone. We'll get to the details in a moment. Your chayv malchus, as it says at the end of Parshas Bahad, the Evan Maskis, don't put in your land, which excludes the Beis HaMikdash, lishtach v'shalel. Now, you're bowing down to God. Excuse me. Since idol worshippers would place a stone floor in front of the idol to bow down on it, that's why loy lefikach einoisim kein l'Hashem. The Rebbe says everything is in the reverse. That since this is the way you bow down to God on the Azara, so people who worship idols are trying to take this practice for Avodas Kichav. That's why they built a Matseva, because the Beis HaMikdash is a place to gather. When a person fully extends their hands and their feet, and that person is completely laying on it, that's called Ishtachava. Whenever the Torah says bowing down, Ishtachava means Pishu the Daim Viraglai. Halacha Sef, Bamet, Baram Amurim, B'Sharah Rotz, in the Holy Temple area, Mutter Lishtachvis Al Avonim. But it's not really an avoida. But it's a shenemar ba'artzichem. From there we learn ba'artzichem yata mishtachlem al avonim. Avata mishtachlem al avonim amifutzolois. It means they were cut out. They were made stones that were laid in the Beis HaMikdash. Mepnei zeh. Since we're not allowed to bow down to God on stone floors, hagul kol Yisrael. Many synagogues in the times of the Rambam were had marble floors. So they would also put they would put mats, haratzufis bavanim, that were floored with stone. Another, now the Rambam adds a nuance. When a person is bowing down, the most problematic part of the body that's touching the ground, bowing down means extend your hands and your feet. But what's the main issur for the head to touch the floor? I'm saying this all because taklun used to be done the pishut yadayim v'raglayim. We learned that in the Gemara. And then when they did it, they would put something in between the forehead and the floor. Even though now we don't do pishut yadayim v'raglayim, but even when we lean on our arms, we don't lean on our arm. We have a beged. Because when we used to do the real tachnun, laying on the ground, the valdik, mefilas apayim, we would put something in between the forehead and the ground. Because it's a very powerful prayer, and everything we ask for should come to fruition. And if someone witnesses someone doing it that way and it doesn't come to fruition, they're going to be moitzi laz on the power of prayer. And that's only, you know, with all the details, it's only a prayer that will come to fruition if someone was not mafsid from Shimon Esrei until when they didn't feel a sapayim. That was the whole story that Elizabeth of Shimon, right? He was put into a chedem and his wife used to make him the sugar every day. So he should say a word so he shouldn't daven when he doesn't feel a sapayim on his colleagues. The imloy matzo daven amabdol beinu beinu evan. And if there's nothing to put in between his forehead, between his face, then he should go and bow down in another location, not in the shul, even though you want to daven with the minyan. Or shoicha al tzida yomate, he should lie on the side in order for his face not to be pressed in the stone. That was a bayin rabba that the Gemara speaks about. Halacha ches. If a person bows down, but they didn't fully prostrate themselves, they're not loika, but they're not scot-free. They get rabbinic flogging. That knows where do you only get makas mardos because you didn't do mamish bowing down. That's because you're bowing down to God. But if a person, God forbid, if a person is bowing down to an idol, whether he did the real hashtachava, which is pishidayim raglayim, or even if he bowed down without fully extending his hands and his feet, from the moment he buries his face in the ground, he can be on his knees. Ooh, he gets stoned to death. Halacha test. Hanoi to eat another. Now we're learning about. Planting trees. Hanoi to eat on etzel mizbeach. If you plant a tree near the mizbeach, or actually, if you plant a tree anywhere in the Azara area, whether it's a non-fruit producing tree, whether it is a fruit producing tree, even if you built it to beautify the holy temple, and you beautified it, you made it for beauty, and you planted it right. Wow. But Hashedah means an idol tree. Not even an idol tree. God says any tree near my altar. Why? The Rambam again. The Rambam links all of this to practices of Avodas Kichavim. Why would they plant the trees to gather the people? Like we learned by the Matzeh. Now, final halach. Says the Rambam, oy gavalt, it's late. Also, la'asis achasad rois. Shalades, and achsadra is a room that's almost closed from all the sides, right? Some of them had the roof, some of them did not have roofs, but it's a three-side, it's an enclosed area. You cannot make one in the Beis HaMikdash the way you make them in courtyards, meaning made out of wood. In other words, the Torah speaks about not planting trees. They were adding a building out of wood is also awesome. I have a piece of opinion. It's a wood building and it's not planted. Why? Because we have to keep so far away from building a tree, from planting a tree. Harharka you say to here. It says in Shreftim Kolates. Okay, Gai Shenema means it's a biblical harharka. Elo kol ho achsadrois, all of these types of porches and hasivachis, other structures that were coming out of the walls that were in the Beis HaMikdash were either were made out of stone and not made out of wood. Just to include Bekitzer, what's the big topic here? You know what the big topic is? Sukkah in the Beis HaMikdash. So someone, so sukkahs, we make sukkahs out of wood. They didn't have the materials that we have today. The Rebbe wrote a letter, I'm going back many years ago, aside of the Rebbe telling that the Shiyari HaMenachos did not need to be eaten in the sukkah, aside of that topic, the Rebbe says that they built sukkahs on the Beis HaMikdash because the Rambam is medayik kederech she'oisim b'chatzeiros. In other words, he's speaking about a structure that's affixed to the building, that's there permanently. A sukkah by default is not what people build in the backyards, and therefore a sukkah out of wood was allowed to be built on the Beis HaMikdash. We know that in sukkahs Beis HaShe'eva, they built the porches. There were many things Chazal speak about that were made out of wood because they're not something permanent as the Rambam is describing over here. To be continued.
Oh, yeah.
Correct, but that was the God.